more times than not.
Really? Just by changing it from days to months, I'll get a different answer?
That's just the way frequency is.
Now, do I have to write down month or day in order to have that effect?
No, but you need to know in advance before you start your triangulation.
Okay.
And here's the example. Your cell phone, the fractal in your cell phone that does triangulation. It knows exactly where you are, and it tells you how to get to the coffee house, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you take two steps to the left, and you run that same calculation. It'll still get you to the coffee house, but it may add an extra turn or add an extra pitch or even take you a different direction.
Right.
But it's that shifting point of where you are. Because that's how this works, you see.
I see. And doing this process of finding the center of the triangle, I'll have to do that for my small triangle when I move to the next tangent, right? With the circles.
You will. That is exactly correct. Now, look here what you've done. You've just now succinctly tightened your minus sine minus cosine of your value of x, haven't you?
I don't see how it's tightened.
Well, the center of the small triangle is going to be way closer to the C than it is the A and the B, is it not?
Oh, okay, yeah.
See, right. So that really does a shift. Okay, now let's go backward. Let's go backward. When you pull a B4A4 tangent, that would be to the left of your original AB tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Look here. Now you've vastly increased the size of C, circle.
Yes.
So it most certainly would have a broader effect on where your X, new X-axis would be plotted.
A broader effect on where the new X is plotted.
Yeah, because you're going to have a much more huge, you're going to have a huge, huge circle. Because that circle that you're drawing, you'll center the point when you pull a B4, A4. You still have a great, now you've made a great big triangle. Well, now your C is way further away. So your X is going to move dramatically.
But X is where the intersections of the negative sine and negative cosine are. Right.
What does that have to do with where you pull your third tangent from? You still have to find the center of the circle.
Yeah.
Center of the triangle.
If I pull my third tangent, I still have to find the center of the triangle and do the A circle and the B circle and the C circle because I have a big
triangle. And what we're saying is the C circle is going to become larger. So your X value has a larger propensity to move. Because your circle is, your peaks and troughs are higher.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
See, that's what we're saying. So you get it, narrow it way down to pinpoint accuracy, or get it broad, so everything is covered. So as you get, all you got to do is get this one time, and then it's off to the races. Then you're going to play with it, and play with it, and play with it, and play with it, and make it your very own. It already is your very own. You've done a great job. But this knowing that all of a sudden gives you a, without tactility, a practical application of knowing.
Mm-hmm.
You've taken the tack out of tactility.
Taking the tacky on, or just the tack?
No, just tack.
As in speed?
Do.
Okay. Because speed is based on time.
Speed is a relegation of... That's right. Speed is a relegation of time. Very good.
So then it's just tility.
That's right. And if you look up tiling, that's a very trigonometric form or geometric form, isn't it?
Yeah, like the way that the rhombic dodecahedron is tiled three-dimensionally.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. by God, you keep getting these erections and somebody's going to get pregnant, big boy.
Also, there was something you said before about the word till versus until. So,
yes.
Tillity. Explain the difference between till and until.
Okay. You got to, if you're going to do that now, you get on your little box and look up till.
Mm-hmm.
And get a definition, just a regular. Noah Webster would be all right, or I think they don't use him. Maybe it's Merriam-Webster. You use a Webster's definitions of till, and it gives the definition, and you go until, and it doesn't mean the same thing.
Okay.
To until would be to not plow.
Right, because you couldn't until your crop, your field, you'd have to just not till it.
Exactly. So until says that it's a position that is not plowed.
Mm-hmm.
Or yet to be plowed. So until would be fallow.
Yeah.
But now, there are other working definitions of till that you can play with and have great fun with. But that applies also to the geometry of tilling.
Geometry of tiling?
Yes, tilling. We were playing with
tilling,
we were
yeah.
trying to make our bad metaphor work, number one.
Yeah, no, I got it. Okay, so I like this circle visual in the center of the triangle. That's great. It gives me lots to work
with.
Well,
it cleans up your issue. It cleans up your potential issue with your peak and trough frequency.
Yeah, and it makes it more of a getting the visual, working with a visual rather than looking up formulas on the internet. And
you never knew there was such a value for spent toilet paper rollers, huh?
Right.
And then, of course, don't forget now, when you lay the toilet paper roller on its side,
mm-hmm.
you want to saw off the toilet paper roller to the exact length of your two, between your two tangents. Because those are the only ones you're considering.
Well, yeah, the roller on its side just gives me the top and the bottom, right?
That's right, but see, here again, that's perspective. That's what you want to, that's what's key here is perspective. Because nowhere in all of history have they tried to marry trigonometry and geometry to work with a false premise of the application of an outcome of time.
Mm-hmm. But really, putting the roll on its side is only going to tell me, you know, the ceiling and the floor, it's not going to tell me anything horizontally, is it?
No, but it will tell you how to plot your wave accurately.
Mm-hmm. In terms of how high and how low, but it won't tell me.
And that'll affect your intersection. But now, that'll affect your intersection points and where they intersect inside and outside of the triangle. And that is important.
Okay. It'll affect it because it's making the period longer?
The bigger the circle, the more propensity you'd have to have multiple intersection points inside the triangle.
Okay, because if the circle's bigger, I'm going to have a higher
troughs. Your troughs are going to be lower.
Troughs will be lower. But I don't see how that's going to set the number of repetitions horizontally.
Well, your intersection points you'll plot based on the peak and the trough.
Oh, on the intersections, okay.
Exactly. See, that's right. And so the bigger the peak and trough, the more intersection, the tighter your wavelength will be. So the more intersection points you'll have. within the two tangents.
Yes. Okay, I see.
So, big number, small number, at the end of the day, it all works out. Mm-hmm. And if you accurately do the same thing to every aspect that you're doing, then your calculation of A to A2 based on a new x-axis will put you spot on the mark.
Okay. Are these the circles? So these three circles you've introduced to me, are they the circles that were on Hal Holbrook's table?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And now, this sounds nebulous, but once you play with this just a little bit, it's just like anything, Chad. Once it's known, once you know it, it's no big deal. You'll be able to just about do this in your head.
Right, because when you introduce these visual aids, like the circle and the center of the triangle, it becomes more of just a pure visual operation rather than me thinking about formulas.
Absolutely. And that's the reason when you were asking, well, Ion, what's the formula? And we were like, hell no, 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 no. Because that formula, you go to a different looky box, and all of a sudden, it doesn't work. Or you use, it's not our job to teach you how to choose and operate a scientific plotting calculator. I mean, you know, because everyone you mm-hmm. do is different.
Yeah. So this working it out on paper is the best way to go.
Well, until you get it working the way you know it works, you see. Because with your looky box, the way you know how to do it, because you do that in your sleep. I mean, you think in damn code. See? I mean, you think about things that way. Well, once you get the visual, then you'll know if the code applies and works. And if it does, then that's the one you use over and over and over and over and over again, and you'll be fine.
Right, but you were saying it might work different on one computer than it does on another computer.
That's right. Exactly right. And you can get a different scientific calculator that does it a different way. Now all of a sudden you have a radical shift in differential.
Is that because they go down a different number of decimal points?
They necessarily, and they sometimes operate differently. Some you can't shift to radians, and some you can't do in degrees, and some up and down and over and under, and you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chad, this is the LaRouche quadrant. He gets you going back learning the original stages of discovery.
Yeah.
So you know, education, I think it's called hermeneutic, where you learn... or hedoidic, some where you learn the stages. You relearn how it was done.
Isn't that the one from L. Ron Hubbard?
No. You're getting silly. No.
Dianetics, that's how
we're
going to turn out.
There's hermeneutics, and there's a generic term. I think I will Google.
There was a Herman Talmage.
Yeah. Hermeneutic.
You're right, Bob. It's not hermeneutics. It's hermeneutics.
Hermeneutics is a plural, but there's a term which means learning the basics. There are stages.
You mean the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic.
No. Hermaphratic. Hermaphratic, I think it is.
Oh, you mean autocratic. Yeah, that's in the quadrant.
Hermeneutic. You guys laughing at me?
I understand.
We are having great fun. Bobby, you got to go to bed in another day or two. It's weekend.
Yeah.
You got to go to bed in a day or two. He's been on the chains today.
I've got to start turn back.
Today.
I've got to turn back. Head back to the bed. Think about 2 days.
He's been on the chains. Running JW, keeping him busy since his 4 in the morning this morning. And he started and it's been all the way through daylight, dark, and then having great fun. So he's been having to stay up to keep JW busy today.
Hermeneutic, unfolding the signification of or pertaining to interpretation, exegetical, explanatory, as hermeneutic theology, or the art of expounding the scriptures. So,
oh, yeah, you mean like Herman Cain.
Yeah, yeah. So, here's a... I don't know. Here's a definition of ion.
I don't know. Damn.
Here's a definition of
ion.
Okay.
What I call ion is the feeling for syllable and rhythm penetrating far below the conscious levels of thought and feeling, invigorating every word, seeking to the most primitive and forgotten, returning to the origin and bringing something back, seeking the beginning and the end.
Well, it's the raising of, not the
listen,
origin.
Shut up. Ion works through meaning, certainly, or not without meanings in the ordinary sense, and fuses the old and obliterated, and the trite, the current, and the new and surprising, the most ancient and the most civilized mentality. Isn't that an awesome definition?
Yeah, where's that from?
Me. It's my work.
Nice.
Trife is delicious, though. You should try it.
Tripe. No, this is tripe, T-R-I-T-E. What I call ion is the feeling for syllable and rhythm, penetrating far below the conscious levels of thought and feeling, invigorating every word, sinking to the most primitive and forgotten, returning to the origin and bringing something back, seeking the beginning and the end. Ion works through meaning, certainly, or not without meanings in the ordinary sense, and fuses the old and obliterated, and the trite, the current, and the new, and surprising, the most ancient and the most civilized mentality.
Yeah, Chad.
Isn't that it? That's ion, right? Wouldn't you say?
Bob, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Chad, we know this is not an original thought by Bob because he was able to repeat it.
What do you mean? I wrote it out. I have it written out. I'm just reading what I wrote.
Well, how do you know the one that wrote the reading right, Bob?
Because I wrote it. Ah. If I wrote it, then I know I read it right.
Yeah, but then you said it twice, so I guess three times, and then there's no place like home, huh?
The third time will be on Wednesday on Cash Flow.
Oh, Lord.
I will stun the masses with this definition of ion. The old Tina will be quoting it. Yes, using the old and the obliterated and the trite and the current, Joyce.
But MJ said my dynamic met my potential.
Brian, it's the most ancient and the most civilized mentality. You got that, Brian? Says Tina. This is actually what we should have this quote at the beginning of the series of Angela, as Angela goes for fabricated origins in her last two sessions.
Right.
Well, she's hitting home runs tonight. It was great fun.
Oh, good.
Yep, she found out Bob's name way back in Samaria or someplace.
And it wasn't Santa Claus?
No, it was Rai.
No, we Santa Claus.
Turns out Worcester was wrong. It wasn't Doobie that was Rai, it was me.
Yeah.
Well, Doobie can't be Doobie. Doobie's damn dead.
Yeah, that's right.
Rai be in the ground.
Yeah, Rai would not be dead.
Well, if he's dead, what the fuck good is he?
That's right. So, Chad, is there anything else you want to do?
Who would piss off is he?
Well, I just wanted to check the. I'm using the ATAN function of the opposite over the adjacent to find my angle. Ion, is there?
You're right, justifying your triangles, obviously.
Yeah, that's on a right justified triangle.
Good.
So is that formula fine?
Yes, but we just wanted to be clear because some people try that and they forget, oh, fuck yeah, it wasn't a right triangle when I started right. You can use that formula, you can right justify it, but then you have to subtract the amount that you write justified by when you do it for B.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to know if A tan opposite over adjacent is fine.
Yes, but we have to be clear so you don't get cross with something else.
Okay. Or was there a simpler, non-formulaic way to find an angle?
Don't worry about that just yet, because get this part right, and then you can get fancy.
Well, actually, I was thinking of getting unfancy.
No, that's not unfancy. That's being correct.
Okay.
But once it becomes rote, once you learn the notes, then you can start playing by ear.
Okay. Good. All right. Yeah, I don't have any more questions about this. I got the amplitude issue solved.
Yay!
All I can do now is
go
off
and
try it. I don't know. I don't have any wantings. Everything's fine. Yeah, I don't know. Is there anything I should pay attention to about the effects of the RNA drops on my body ion?
Well, describe what you're noticing.
My skin is a lot smoother. My hair is smoother and, like, darker and shinier. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely sleeping less and feeling more rested and awake, calmer.
Your butt's higher.
My butt's higher? Well, I haven't checked that out lately. But
yeah. When you get in the mirror, look, and you'll notice you go, holy crap, my butt's higher.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, though. Some days I'm towering over Angela, and other days we're almost the same height. Strange.
Well, okay, but that's because of her perspective. You're not changing, it's her perspective.
Okay.
But that's right. But now, okay, here's how you can tell. If you're laying, she lays a certain way in bed,
mm-hmm,
more times than not. And you, of course, are all over the place, but once you get still, you're normally there. But notice your perspective of where you are from laying down, and that'll clean it up if you're noticing a big shift.
Okay.
Because it can change. Okay, earwax, more or less, same?
More. My ears definitely have more, yeah.
Good. That's good.
That's good. Because,
oh, it's fabulous, because what that's doing is, see, the wax is it's almost like a sealer protector kind of a thing for the eardrum and the discussion tube.
Mm-hmm.
We always have fun using words incorrectly. It's so much fun. It's great. Makes Carolyn crazy, but it's way fun. That extra wax, it'll finally, it works itself out. But that's that protection buildup of your cellular change. It's a good little indication that you're making progress.
Okay, and so should I avoid, like, ear candling to remove wax? Just leave it?
You know, please yourself. Some people like it. Some people like that ear candling stuff, because you can pull all kinds of shit out of your ear. But that's not the best thing to get wax out. That's like if you got, like, chunks of wood and crap in your ear. Just regular Q-tips, like when you clean your ears.
Yeah.
That'll do that. That'll do that very painlessly. And like, JW now has to do it, his one Q-tip in each ear every day, which seems a little extreme. But for him, it's like, wow. So it would, you would notice that, and that's positive.
Right. And I'm going to move up from one bottle a month to, you know, approaching two bottles. I was wondering, should I double my Realign?
No. You'll be fine on your Realign, but what you'll want very, very, very soon, you'll be ready to add Relight.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help your electrolyte balance.
Okay.
So your energy flow, it'll stabilize it a little easier for you.
Okay.
The hydration side will rock your world.
Good.
Because the hydration is going to change how your body's responding to your new cells.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you'll turn them lipids on finally, and by God, then we'll have some fun.
All right, good.
So here's a question, Jed. You know, I'm taking 100 drops a day. We know one drop is all you require to get the change, and then we take the other drops to bounce off the change that the one drop causes. What advantage or disadvantage or uselessness or usefulness is there to taking something like 100 drops a day ion?
Okay. No disadvantage or necessary advantage. It's like most people don't eat a gallon of ice cream at a sitting like you, Bob.
Right.
Okay. But if you do, to ask you that question, Bob, is there a benefit for you eating a half a gallon of ice cream or a gallon of ice cream at Woodson? You'd say, well, no, but I couldn't imagine having one bite less than that.
Right. It's like I'm going for the longest cum I can have. And so if I'm going to eat ice cream, I'll fucking eat it for 2 days. Or no, let's say half an hour because it's a pleasurable experience. So I'll extend it out.
Same coming.
Yeah, I like putting 100 drops, 50 drops in it. I like the taste.
And that outcome then benefits you because it's the fastest path to your joy. Now, it's not necessarily per se required, but at the same time, you have cells that are replicating at a faster pace, so it's no wonder that you would crave more. And here's the example.
Oh, wait a bit. So they're replicating faster because of the initial drop I took?
Of course.
Okay, so because I took the drop.
Same way. Now, wait a minute now. You're okay. But now let's say you were training for a triathlon and you were burning 20,000 calories an afternoon in training. Your body would respond by having a heightened sense of hunger. You would desire more food. I can't imagine you eating any more food than you're already eating. But if you were burning that up, your body would say, "Up, feed me more, up, feed me more, up, feed me more."
So it's the more.
And you would.
It's a, you know, happy where I am, what's the phrase? Happy where I am and ready for more.
And ready for more. Perfectly happy where I am and ready for more. But now, here's what you didn't ask that you wished you asked, that you thought you asked, but you didn't ask, but you're fixing to ask because we're going to tell you to ask. Hey, Ion, by taking 100 drops of RNA a day, is there any effect on my metabolism? And we go, oh, yeah. What's metabolism? The rate and function that your body metabolizes food and or calories and or sugars.
So far, it's leaning 51 to 49 to take more.
Oh, absolutely. But we said that all along. But we don't want to make it be,
big deal. I can go to one or miss a day. The main principle is enjoying it. Take 2,000 a day or something if I just like piling them out.
But we don't want to alienate a Joyce because she's not taking 100 drops.
I know. Yeah. I was just joking. I announced it so that people would compete with me, and then they'd buy more bottles to keep up with Bob, and we'd make more money.
You got to hurry up, though. You got to hurry up, though, because Brian don't measure anymore. He's just drinking it out of the bottle like it's
the gin. He tried to keep up with Bob?
He was doing that already anyway. He's already on it now, wanting to order pint-sized bottles.
Okay, so there is the tendency to the natural human tendency to say, if I get more, I'll go to heaven faster, sooner. And that's not the case. But within the daily ratios of desire, if you want to have a lot, have a lot. Don't get all uptight about fucking thinking you're achieving something.
Then you'll quit.
But then you are achieving something.
Then you'll quit worrying about heaven, and then you'll start singing the song, "Heaven's Just a Sin Away."
Yeah. Okay. But I'm taking more, to as long as I perceive an increase in metabolism and things are changing, growing to 144,000, then it's good to help that along. But then don't make an idea out of it, a law. It doesn't matter. It's going to have with or without the amount of drops once you've taken the first drop.
Yes, but better than perceiving, you should start noticing the outcome.
Okay, so I don't notice You know, I went from 30 to, wait a minute, wait, just 30 drops to 50 to 100 over a couple of weeks. I never noticed, like, what Bart gets, dizziness or bliss. Either I'm already at a pretty, he has just arrived at a normal level. His column is very good, and he's arrived at a normal level that he's never experienced before where he's not going up and down. That's his latest column, and I was talking to him about it. That's where I feel I've always been, sort of. And so this just, I don't feel much other than I've been feeling it and I don't focus on it.
But he gauges his reality based on what he can write. And if he can't write about it, he doesn't include it in his reality. You include
okay.
it all in your reality.
And now I got him, he's going to pare back on that. Maybe his big change is to stop writing so much.
Well,
stop measuring it. Yeah, but okay, so I don't feel anything. See, what the fuck am I feeling?
You're feeling that you haven't been to bed and you still feel fine. That's what you're fucking
feeling.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah, now, okay, I call that, I feel a kind of stamina. Like, I can walk fast, even though I might think I'm tired from not sleeping, I still can walk strong. And I noticed that. Like, the body is strong regardless of my interpretations of what's going on.
Exactly, because you're having the effect and not noticing. That is effect preceding cause right there.
Right. So
I'm doing so fine, I don't notice how fine I'm finding.
Right. Even though
that's
I'm not... And it sounds like you're unconscious. You're not unconscious. You're just, it's not an issue of concern, but you're feeling good and you want to take more drops.
You got so unconscious that you got your ego pregnant.
Well, you know what happened to me on Thursday a week ago? I went in for my massage and I was already feeling really good. And I think I'd taken my drops before my massage because I wasn't going to be home till later. And during the massage, in the midst of being totally relaxed, I had this insatiable, like, appetite to order, like, you know, a carton of RNA from Matthew, and I was gonna extremely increase my dose. I just had a voracious appetite for it instantly all of a sudden. And then I went to the movies with Angela after, and I went and ate, and I was like, I was eating everything in sight, like the shittiest foods, greasy hot dogs and slop.
What happened
was I powered them down, and then within half an hour I started sweating, and you know, I ended up getting what the symptoms of what would be like food poisoning for the next 24 hours. But it was just such an extreme flip because I was feeling so incredible. I was like, I just want to drink RNA.
And you wanted to translate it into more of the substance, and the mistake sort of was to put it into substance. Bart reported the same thing. He's feeling good. And then he had a coffee, and it brought him down. If you don't bring in the mind idea that you want to supplement the good feeling you get, then you enjoy the empty good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So get more pisons in your body, and you won't notice.
Right.
In other words, you're saying that his mind made him go think he got food poisoning.
Well, same way with people that do the druggy stuff. Okay, if you popped some Xanax, it'd probably knock you for a loop, Chad. But if you were accustomed to taking 100 Xanax a month and you popped some Xanax, you wouldn't even notice.
So he didn't get food poisoning, he just got overwhelmed, his percept of food
intake.
Well,
no, his body started, it increased his metabolism of digesting and moving all that stuff along, so it gave him the feeling place of some indigestion process that was like he'd gotten something that his body was repelling. Well, his body wasn't repelling, it was just doing it at a hyper rate.
So he laid there for 2 days while his body overworked overtime.
Well, yeah, it
overtiming.
Overheats and cools down. Well, that's the symptoms of heat stroke too, isn't it?
Okay, so it's always, if you're taking a lot, it's no big deal. If you're taking a little, it's no big deal. It's the mind interpreting. So when I'm, like, I didn't sleep last night, Chad, so I'm measuring how I feel. And when I start feeling tired, I say, well, this is just my mind thinking I should be tired. Now, is that what's going on, Ion?
Well, it's your mind. It once you you have a fleeting mind thought of, well, I've been up for a day or two, and I should be just like dogged out, and I'm actually got my second wind, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, the mind starts trying to fit it back to what I know, to what I my
well,
rule.
To what you consider, yeah.
What,
you
what you're yeah. what you're accustomed to.
Well, it's my rule that, gee, I've been up so long, I'm bound to be tired, so I make myself feel tired, even though if I ignore it, I'm not tired. Yeah, I got the strength. I can walk fast or something. So this, I can keep going. I don't really ever have to sleep again, Ion, from this point on.
That's right.
Maybe nod off every now and then, but
well,
if
you
I,
don't even have to do that, because when you're sitting around, you're resting anyway.
Right.
And
so,
the only reason you required sleep anyway was to disconnect from your mind. And
yeah, not to go to other worlds. And we were talking with somebody about this last night. To disconnect from the labyrinth of work that the mind goes through.
That's right. And if you're constantly all day, every day, never minding, then your propensity for requiring sleep should become less and less and less.
Right. So I noticed I might start to feel a slight headache. Or tired, and I immediately say, no, that's my mind thinking I should be tired. And the more I ignore that, I'll forget that I'm even awake or that I've been staying up for 5 days. Right? That's the thing.
It makes no difference. And people that then start about, oh, your Katie-did circadian rhythm will get out of balance. And we go, well, it already is.
Yeah, so I get this tired feeling sometimes around my eyes. The thing is, don't start interpreting it. Ignore it. It'll go away. You'll just forget about it, and then it's not there. Then it'll come back. Ignore it.
Right.
That's
so
the basic process.
If you're interpreting it, so if my eyelids start to feel heavy and I start interpreting that as it's time to go to sleep, is that like getting into vibrational proximity of ending up being knocked out sleeping?
Well,
it's just a rule. Don't need to put vibrational proximity. It's a rule of a familiar thing, what you know, and you want to fall back into it. Like this, it's, what's actually pulling on me is the pleasure of sleeping.
Uh-huh.
It's a pleasure to go disconnect, right? So
do you find when you do sleep now, you're getting more out of it?
Yeah, well, it's been. I've been getting more. I've been having good sleeps ever since I came to Maui. You know, so that's a given. Every sleep is great. Sometimes I wake up tired, but I know that I've been working hard in parallel worlds, you know, and so I'm just tired from having the exertion. So I don't even think that I'm going to have a good sleep or not. It just is always just good. So what were we just saying? We got
Bob's good sleep is 4 hours, though. I mean, you know, and for a lot of humans.
Yeah. Like Carolyn has to get, Carolyn has to get her 6 hours, 6 or 7 hours for some reason. And she has to get to bed reasonably early. So she's got a lot of rules about time and how if she goes to bed late, she'll usually get a headache the next day. So, but though with the RNA drops, it's diminishing a bit. But it's pretty, she can't conceive of doing what I'm doing. It's just impossible at this point.
Yes, but she also does more by the time you get up in one day than you do in a week.
Yeah, you mean she's tired, you mean. She's getting, she requires sleep because she's done so much. Is that what you're saying?
She is, absolutely, and she has to hurry because once you're up at 4, then her day stops and she's answering questions.
No, there's not that many questions, but my devilish vibration starts dragging her down. When I show up, then she's fucking all back down to the lower realms of the uninitiated. You know, there's just pollution just coming around the house. It's Bob. No. Those fucking sugar plantations are starting to put out their vog, known as Bob.
Don't fret, number one. When Bob decided he was never going to sleep again, he stayed up a week. After about the second day, they started looking for another house close by to move Bob to so Carolyn could have her more.
Carolyn had never had me around so much. It was fucking painful for her. Like, get this asshole out of here.
Like, who is send him back.
So I said, fuck it. I'll go back to sleep and hide out in the other world. Maybe she'll forget that I even exist. But she might be very busy in parallel worlding. Right?
As well.
Can you put time in, you probably can't put time, but if you're sleeping longer, does that mean that you're working in five other parallel worlds and it seems you need more hours?
No, because you could do as much in 2 hours. You could do as much in a 15-minute cat nap, Bob, as you could travel being in.
So she's got a rule, right? So she's got a rule that she's done a lot of work, so she thinks she needs to have rest for it.
Well, it's not about rest; it's about a disconnect, so it refreshes. It's almost like
So you're saying she needs to refresh a lot because she exerted herself a lot.
Okay, and it's like a computer that's working all the time. Sometimes you have to reboot it a little more often than if you just do it three or four entries a day.
Right.
Or does she maybe have a lot of mind work
right.
in her business?
It does.
Yeah, okay, so what are you saying? She requires to disconnect from the mind. Okay, she has to disconnect from all the work. Whereas Bob doesn't do fucking any work and requires, 5 minutes disconnect because he didn't do anything when he was here. Something like that?
She didn't mind anything.
I didn't mind anything.
And anything he did mind, he asked Carolyn.
Yeah, I faked working. I faked contribution and chipping in.
Oh, and it's fun. It's fun, though. You should be a fly on the wall, number one. Now and again, Bob will get one of these tears, then he'll start directing work traffic and questioning this getting done and working it.
Fuckers aren't getting anything done.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's coming off his back if the shit don't get done.
Yeah, I got a lot of work, and they're dragging me down with the worker.
Exactly.
Slow worker.
Well, I don't care about the work thing, just so we're making progress here. That's what we're working on here. I'm here to make sure that progress is happening here. And it's delicious. Luckily, he only has those fleeting dismissive moments now and again.
Yeah. So, Chad, we've illuminated the drops issue. You don't need to get a lot more drops, though you can do it for the taste reason, just having more stuff to put in your mouth. Might process your body better. So it's both and. Yeah, you need to take more drops, even though it ain't useful.
So I think...
No, it's useful, but don't think it's useful.
Right.
So what Chad is asking or creating or setting an emotion here is that it would be the fastest path to his joy to have a larger RNA bottle at one lick.
Yeah.
At one lick, you mean putting more in his mouth?
No. Instead of having 900 drops in a bottle, to have a bottle that's larger.
Yeah.
Now, why would that appeal to him?
So he can buy a bottle and he can drink as much as he wants in a month and still be okay.
Okay, so he wants a bigger bottle.
Yeah, because right now it's like I'm at my dosage would equal exactly 900 drops a month at the rate I am. So now I have to go up to 2 bottles, but I wouldn't be consuming 2 bottles a month. I'd be consuming 1 bottle a month plus a bit, right?
Why? Because, so you need a bigger bottle for that?
Well, that would be one way.
Right. If he had a larger bottle available to buy, he could buy it and then he could freely engage in more and not actually have a double volume capacity. Because the price wouldn't double if you doubled the amount in a bottle.
But it's a bigger bottle.
It'd be a bigger bottle for those that were. And you probably wouldn't have to do thousands of those, but like Brian and a handful of folks that are requesting that, then you're just basically, okay, so number one, here's what you would do. You would call the ones who are in charge of that, and you'd say, hey, I'd like you to consider making me up a magnum-sized bottle because I'm engaging more.
Mm-hmm.
And then make it so, and then it can very easily find you.
Okay.
Then you get to increase your amount without doubling your cost and still get to play with it and work it out for you. But that's just, and it's just more out of a matter of convenience than anything
sure.
else.
Yeah.
As long as you're not dragging it out, and making it go longer, because you're going to benefit mostly from the, each rotation makes an, each generation changes the whole RNA.
So we're going to get even more interesting stuff that you might want to take less doses when you get to the next powerful level.
No, maybe, maybe not, because, but see, his body...
Or you get bored of what the 50 drops you're taking, and then the new generation will be, give you 50 drops, but it'll be stronger. So it'll satisfy
you. It won't get to a point where you're having a gallon a day, is what we're trying to come to.
Right. So I just want to taste that generation, and then the next one, and the next one.
And then, and work through it. But now, nothing wrong
Wait,
with
so
the play. Nothing
you're
wrong
saying
with
if
play.
You get, you won't get a gallon because you get a stronger generation. So you'll always
Absolutely.
Just have an average-sized bottle.
Exactly. And in whatever level that he likes to do, that's fine. That's not a problem. But, you know, like if it's more than 900 drops a month, okay, fine. But then as the generations continue, you'll find that they're basically, well, the same way like you've noticed already, that the taste has changed for you.
Yeah, it's become more acidic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and yet, now for JW, he likes tart. He prefers, he enjoys tart things, sort of sharp things. And for him, it's changed. And it's more like a grape soda, like a Grapeco.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes more like a grapes, a fizzy grape drink. So it's actually lost some of that acidity for him, you see.
Yeah, for me it's become more acidic, and it almost tastes like raw kombucha culture, which I actually like. I was drinking that before RNA drops.
Hey, you know what, Jed? Talking to Kiki yesterday, that's what he does in New York. He works at a kombucha factory or whatever that is. He makes that. What's kombucha?
It's a fermented tea, and it grows basically a mold culture on top of it.
And you sell what? A tea?
You sell the tea with the live culture, so there'll be the stringy culture inside of the tea.
Who invented this? Where does this come from? Thailand
China,
or something.
China or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what he does. He does kombucha products. He's in the factory doing that.
Yeah, I mean, actually, he told me that a while ago.
Okay, by email.
Chatting online, yeah.
Oh, Skype?
Facebook chat.
Yeah, not audio. You haven't spoken to him.
No, I've never talked with him on the phone.
Oh, okay. Okay, Ion, I think we should end.
All in, all good, all done, number one?
Yeah, thanks.
You're most welcome. All right. Therefore, we are totally happy, deliciously, completely, and forever, Yul Brynner.
sobrevivido al caminar y cada segundo de incertidumbre, cada momento de no saber, son la clave exacta de este tejido que ando cargando bajo la piel. Así te protejo.
The little clocks stop ticking now. We're swallowed in the stomach room. The only sound to tear the night comes from the man upstairs. His bloated, belching figure stomps. He may crash through the ceiling soon. The window sees trees cry from cold and claw the moon. Girl across the hall makes love. Her thoughts lay cold like shattered stone. Her thighs are full of tales to tell of all the nights she's known. Your eyes ignite like cold blue fire. The scent of secrets everywhere. A fist filled with illusions clutches all our cares. But we know.
And fun.